simply use one of the fold options and insert into the vaginal canal as recommended in the handy user guide. When inserted correctly, you can't even feel it. It's brilliant.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Comedia Gogo's podcast, Public Access, where we're celebrating Jess's birthday once again.
Hey, everyone, happy birthday to me.
We love Jess.
This is Larry.
This is Regan.
It's my birthday, Jess.
Yeah, that's right, guys. Even though my birthday was on July 7th, we celebrated Jess's birthday once again because everybody likes him more than me.
That's not true.
But that's okay.
That's not true.
Samson graced my birthday party with 70 copies of Swamp Thing with a hidden drawn penis inside every one of them.
I can't one to find one.
But yes, it's Swamp Thing, You Make My Heart Sing. And we are happy campers, Regan, to be talking about what today?
Three topics today. Topic number one is, who do you suspect is not who they seem to be and is really an undercover slash sleeper spy?
Mm-hmm.
Topic number two is, what type of unique way would you discipline your kids, or do you discipline your kid? And finally, final topic is, tell us about a time that you helped or didn't help someone specifically because of their gender.
Friggin' chicks, and we have two.
Oh, I forgot.
Beer-drinking, beer-chugging, coffee-drinking motherfuckers here on the podcast. The very classy, burpy co-hosts of the She's Crafty podcast, Brandy Dunnigan and Catherine Contreras.
Yeah.
Now,
really?
Brandy,
really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, you are the most Mexican white girl that I know.
It's brandishing Anne, don't you remember?
Yeah, brandishing.
Yeah, brandishing Anne. Yeah.
Handy Tugigan.
Handy Tugigan. Yeah, that was her nickname. Yeah. They call that neighborhood Five Palms because of her.
Hell.
So we
she counted for two of those five palms.
We are happy and pleased as punch to have you guys. Now, the She's Crafty podcast is bringing two forces together. Catherine from the Barbacoa apparel line of awesome, awesome t-shirts and art. And Brandy from Candy Cigarettes podcast, which we were all besties on. So tell us a little bit about the podcast and what we have to expect from She's Crafty.
I think we're pretty much just going to be drunk.
All the time.
Yeah.
Do you start drunk or do you get there?
Well, I'm drunk right now.
We'll have a drunk pre-party.
Yeah, we'll be drunk before.
But
yeah.
This
drunk
is a podcast about beer. This is a beer podcast.
So it is.
It's basically a podcast about girls that like to drink beer, not snobs.
No.
Because we know nothing about it. We know that we like to ingest the beer, but we don't know anything about the beer, so we're going to learn about the beer with the audience.
Got it. So what my mom would call not ladies, because
we're drinking beer.
Yeah. Yes. But she said if a woman drinks a beer from a glass, she's,
but we're drinking it directly from the keg.
What? Straight up from the nozzle?
Like kickstands?
Upside down. Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes I drink it out of a martini glass because I'm a fucking princess.
Sometimes I poke the bottom of the can.
Yeah.
And I just let it pour into my mouth.
Oh.
Now, shotgunning beer is when, like, you pour it in Brandy's mouth, but then you spit it in hers, or is this like, that's snowballing?
This has crossed the line. This is crossed. We can't talk about what we do behind closed doors.
Brandy. Are the doors really closed?
No, bitch, they're open.
Wide open.
My feelings are hurt because I feel like Brandy doesn't want to.
We can
do
want to
do that?
No, we could save it for another podcast. My daughter's website, nasty.com.
Nasty.com. What's going to be on this website that your daughter, your elementary school daughter, you'll like this, Regan. What does she want to put on nasty.com?
My daughter says she has the best business plan ever. Nasty.com. It's going to feature bugs.
Oh, okay.
Mud.
Cool.
Vomit, maybe.
Bacteria.
Ooh, right.
Yeah. Bacteria.
Aww.
Yeah. Maybe the bird flu. Yeah.
That's good.
And you know what that is? You know what that is? That's nasty.
That's nasty.
Nasty.
Nasty.com.
Exactly. Yeah. Can you imagine she brands herself?
She's already gone to GoDaddy.
Yeah.
She's purchased the website. It's done.
This is gross.
No, it's not.
It's nasty.com.
Like old spaghetti.
Yeah.
Like a caterpillar eating leaves.
Dad's armpits.
Dad. Yeah.
And all the disappointed men that get to that site.
Yeah, just like this is national. Yeah, but then there's going to be one dude who's going to be ground beefing.
No, and, he's totally and he gets it. He goes the opposite. He goes, this is really fascinating.
Yeah,
he's
well, like, or there's going to be a guy he's like, who's
yeah,
like,
nasty,
what?
Hell yeah.
No, they're going to be like, what? This is important. Yeah, this kind of nasty.
Like, there's yeah, that. Yeah,
like, yeah, that's kind of gross.
I'm on this train.
Yeah.
I'm going to write it out.
Ew! Because that's the series of every.
Ground beefing, by the way, is a term that I came up with on the last podcast based on dudes who get off to like stuff that really isn't sexual, like suitable for work porn, like girls what? Like stepping on ground beef.
Yeah, that was in King of the Hill.
Ground beefing.
Was it in King of the Hill?
Yes, that's what I thought you were referencing.
No, I wasn't.
Peggy Hill got a side job of stepping in meat.
Pork and beans. Hmm? Wasn't it pork and beans?
No, it was meat. It was hamburger meat. She was stepping in hamburger meat and she was... She didn't know it was sexual, and she got a job doing that.
So she has like giant
you're
feet.
You're not supposed to do that?
No, you can do it. It's like perfectly wine. Legal, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Ground
that's
open.
How you tenderize the meat to make
efficient.
A good patty.
It's totally efficient. Yeah.
Oh, so you're doing it for work porn.
For food, not for sex.
Well, of course. I do everything for food.
If you want... yes. Hello.
Well, if you do sex
that's
food.
Why we have sex.
Anything, yeah.
For food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Essentially.
Come on. Let's get serious.
Yeah. I'll do anything from Jumbo money. Jack. Yeah.
Why do it...
Yeah. Both definitions of the term. Oh, here it is. Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't, you swang that way.
Yeah.
So, She's Crafty is a play on craft beers.
Mm-hmm. True that. Good. You're not going to be a good way to bring it around.
We're not going
to
make crafts, I don't think.
You should make crafts while drinking beer.
We might.
Why not?
Holy fuck.
I had an idea to bedazzle a Diva cup. You know what a Diva cup is?
Yeah, there's a... what are they called?
It's
urinals?
A blood catcher.
It's like, yeah. Yeah, it's like
a blood catcher.
Blood catcher.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's a plastic blood catcher.
It's like a dream catcher. Like, you know, but it's the dream.
But less special.
A vampire.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
I'm thinking completely different. You guys
so what's
disgusting.
A Diva cup?
So it's a holder for
blood.
Blood.
Yeah.
Menstrual blood?
Yeah.
Is that where we're going?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Diva cup.
Diva cup.
But I feel like if I'm going to have one, I need to personalize it.
Wow. With bedazzled.
Bedazzled, yeah.
Oh, I would die to do the fucking commercial for Diva Cup.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing? Right. Is that what they're going
for? How crazy is Diva this? Cup. And then what do you do with the...
The blood?
What do you do with it?
You make a blood sausage?
Oh,
you swear off God and seek vengeance and then you drink it. You make Dracula.
I've seen somebody make yogurt out of it.
Whoa.
Yogurt?
Out of period blood?
Yeah. Oh, can't you just encapsulate it and take it at a vitamin like a normal person?
Like a placenta?
Yes.
Can't you just buy yogurt?
And just add it in yourself?
You know what's dumb? They had a yogurt making machine on QVC. I don't know why the fuck I was... Drinking up, watching QVC, but they had QVC. It was a yogurt making machine, and I was like, "Oh, I want to know how to make yogurt." And you know what? You had to buy to add to the yogurt making machine.
Menstruation.
Yogurt.
What?
Yes,
yogurt.
To make yogurt, like we're gonna make strawberry yogurt for in this yogurt making machine, and I was like, "Oh, I wonder if they're gonna add milk."
It's
and
a
cream.
Blender.
They fucking go. So go to your store and buy your favorite flavor of plain yogurt and add it. I'm like, "What the fuck?" Yeah, you need. Yogurt.
It's a fucking blender.
It's a yogurt mixing machine.
It's a blender. Yogurt blender making. With a pool.
Yogurt making. So, bedazzled Diva cups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't really caught up too much in my anatomy, but you guys fucking bleed for a while, right?
Wow. Wow. Think until you're like 50.
A little bit.
So
yeah.
I don't understand. No.
I thought you meant like days duration.
No, that's what I did mean.
Oh.
What is the cup for?
Oh, your wife is fucking lying to you.
The cup collects.
You guys bleed for like 3 months, right?
No, it's like a day and a half.
Your wife.
So when you're in bed and she's like, oh, I can't because I'm on my period. She's a day and a half out of that shit. Right?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Nah, man. It's different for everybody.
But what is it?
Is it different for you?
It's different for everybody.
Psycho!
Sometimes it's a couple weeks.
Is it?
Yeah, because then you get home how grumpy or upset. Yeah, yeah.
She's not lying to me.
Yeah.
I think PMS is like a huge, like it's a Broadway show.
Oh, no. No, I cry at shit out of nowhere.
Good old horn.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Aunt Flo calling you.
Yeah.
You're a fucking liar, Catherine.
Don't tell him our secrets.
Man, y'all have chicks on the podcast, and this totally turns into a whole menstruation thing.
But I know. The thing is,
well, because Larry, though.
No.
If you notice, it's not like me and Jess pushing
He's
the how
really
much are you
pulling
bleeding.
It through.
Right? I'm not pulling shit. What is a diva cup for?
It collects it.
No, but like, why do you collect
it? It's like a condom that goes inside your pussy. Yeah.
Thank you very
and it
much.
I am
picturing,
there.
See,
but not a
aware.
Throwaway condom, like a Tupperware
like a
condom.
No.
Here's the gross part.
No,
the gross
I was
part is that
like
you
a,
reuse it.
It's a Tupperware condom.
You wash it out.
Gross are environmentally friendly.
It's fucking disgusting.
So this is instead of tampons and pads.
Yeah.
You would use a diva
exactly.
cup. Yes. Fuck, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. God damn it.
Yes.
What's the clinical term for a diva cup?
Like a mug.
Like, that's
I've
a slang term, so what's it's
no,
just...
No, that's the term.
On the package, it says Diva
it says
Cup.
Diva
it says
cup,
Diva
it
Cup,
has,
y'all.
It has Beyonce
There's
on
gotta
it.
Be a...
No, it doesn't.
It says
is
fucking Diva Cup.
Is that what a surfboard
cup.
Is?
It says Diva Cup on it.
When
is that
like,
what Beyonce's talking about?
Surfboard.
Is it
Diva
Cup?
Oh, she's drinking watermelon. I get it. That's gross.
A bell-shaped menstrual cup.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really sweet.
That sounds nicer. I don't understand how it gets up there.
I'll show you.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That is interesting.
I've had that,
is that,
I've had
you,
that question for many, many things.
It's bell-shaped.
There it is.
Yeah. Bell-shaped menstrual cup.
Oh, good. Mm. That looks like it's for shots.
It's fucking patriotic, right? Like the Liberty Bell?
No, it looks like a
you
thing for Jell-O shots.
You could do
you
shots.
You could put anything in there.
Yeah, there's a whole wide variety, but
you
they
guys,
definitely look
ooh.
Like bells.
Yeah.
Let's do shots out of
it's
Diva
done.
Cups.
It's done.
I bet they would sponsor the shit out
yes.
of us.
Bloody Marys.
There you go.
Done.
Oh,
where's the diagram
my gosh.
How it goes fits in?
So. I'm just showing Larry the same thing.
Oh, he's...
Let me
well,
see.
I already
so
know what's going to end up on the collage.
That's what
exactly.
a... That's what a...
That's some serious hand washing.
That's what a woman's body looks like?
You know
if you cut her in half.
You'd be lucky enough.
Oh, wow. So, girls don't have peepees?
Oh, Larry.
Oh, man. Yeah. What's that thing then? Anyways.
You fold. Push down fold. You fold.
That's what the sorry, what? Said. That said you fold. I just thought there'd be.
I think Jess just dropped his phone. I think it accidentally made the Diva Cups his wallpaper.
It's that would be awesome.
Your Diva Cups are in different colors.
I think those are just tampons. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, those are pads.
Okay.
Oh, man. She's Crafty Podcast, guys. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Do it.
Now, people think it's all about menstruation.
It's not.
It's beers.
It's beers.
So what type of guests are you planning to have on She's Crafty?
So each podcast, we're going to have somebody from the beer community. So our first debut one, we have somebody from Ranger Creek. And they're
ooh.
Debuting a new beer, Purple Rhino.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's purple mm-hmm. dick. Like, I know the one-eyed, one-horned, giant purple people eater.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
how did it turn into a penis?
Well, because Purple Rhino, it's a
Larry's
euphemism.
Talking.
It's a, it, that it is a euphemism. Purple
is
Rhino.
It?
Purple Rhino is?
Come on, bro.
Isn't that like
maybe
a
in your circle?
Yeah.
No, I got the same thing, too. Purple Rhino.
Did you?
Yeah, purple.
Like, personally, you've been told you have a purple rhino?
No, I'm just saying purple rhino, that's me. Purple rhino. Rhino's an animal. Animal's got a horn. A horn is like a penis. Purple dick.
That is a long fucking walk.
Yeah,
no,
but
dude,
it's a good walk. It's a good
one-eyed,
stroll.
One-eyed, one-horned, giant purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned,
giant
purple
rhino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a dick song.
It's a marijuana stream.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Because we had this conversation earlier.
So
we said beer
and I said it sounded like an acid trip.
Oh,
sounds
yes.
like something that you get.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, also, it's in the Berserk manga. It's the Purple Rhino Knights.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are fucking... Those guys got big dongs.
See?
No.
Yeah, those guys are badass.
It's from a Japanese anime.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool.
So, Ranger Creek, first guest.
Yes.
Bringing his Purple Rhino
yes.
for the Two Chick podcast. Totally
bring
hot.
It.
Yeah. And debuting it. Mm-hmm, on the mm-hmm. She's Crafty podcast.
Showing us his Purple Rhino on the first show.
Wow. Mm-hmm. There you go, guys.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Yeah. You're tasting his Purple Rhino.
Done. We're oh,
everybody
taste
is.
It.
Everybody.
We're pass it around.
Well,
we're
that's the thing. Are you guys doing it live?
Yes.
So it's July 26th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where?
The Hoppy Monk.
The Hoppy Monk in San Antonio, Texas.
Yep. San Antonio, right. Texas. It's brand new. They started in El Paso, and so it's a family-owned business. It's...
Is
pretty
the
awesome.
Hoppy Monk also a euphemism for penis?
No.
No.
Are you sure, Larry?
I mean, it is
hoppy is hops like beer.
What about Happy Monk? Touch my Happy Monk.
Horny Monk?
Happy Monkey.
Mm.
But the Hoppy Monk is a really cool restaurant mm-hmm. and brew house, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Over in the Stone Oak area in San Antonio. If you're visiting San Antonio, it's right by the airport, so it's perfectly convenient for you. Mm-hmm. And if you're in town, July 26th, go by there around what 6 time?
6 p.m. Mm-hmm.
Around 6 p.m. and mm-hmm. take part in the first ever She's Crafty podcast.
Be part of the live audience.
Heyo.
You could play some games with us.
True that.
Yeah, right. What? And this is going to be, because it's live in front of an audience, not going to be dirty.
It's going to be dirty.
Yeah. It's going to be dirty.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, there it is.
Well, it's going to be representative of us, so I don't really know.
But you're just going to be talking about beer.
Yeah, just beer. Just beer. Yeah, not really.
Not really.
Yeah. Beer is the inspiration.
Okay.
So we have a really fun game that we're going to debut called If They Only Had a Beer, which I think you guys would be into, which you take a movie. If They Only Had a Beer. You take a movie and imagine if one of the main characters just had a beer. How could it change the whole outcome of the movie?
If they drank a beer or had a beer named after them?
If they had a beer in the movie.
Basic,
drank a beer, too.
Everyone does this with, you know, okay, they were moving.
I'll find you. I'll kill you.
I have a certain set of skills.
I'll find you. I'll kill you. And then, like, he goes, hang on a second. I'll go, wait, 2 hours. I'll take the red eye. No, I'll wait a second. I'll take the cab.
You know what? I don't even like my daughter that much.
Yeah, totally different direction in that movie.
Like Blood Cousins, don't you think that chilled out a bit?
It's like on Train Spotting,
mm-hmm.
right before they're going to try heroin. Mm-hmm. If they only had a beer, would have been
fine. Yeah.
Not even a movie.
Yeah. Two beers in, who needs heroin?
Yeah.
No
exactly.
Better. Yeah.
Bigby would have. Yeah. No cunt move until we find out what cunt did it. But I guess that's the question. Mm. Do they get drunk off of a beer?
Depends or on how the character.
It's a gateway.
Yeah. Spy Kids.
One beer turns into two beers, and then three beers, six beers.
Or the movie Kids.
Children drink Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Do they have
it would
AIDS?
Have been an even better.
Yeah, they'd have AIDS just
do
as fast.
Do they get the AIDS?
No, they would have had even beer? More AIDS.
They would have had more AIDS.
With a beer?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. They would have double AIDS. There.
But what a better movie.
That movie with...
I have no legs, but I have Broken a Lizard. Beer.
Where they all drink
oh,
beer.
Oh, Beer Fest?
Yeah, what about Beer Fest?
They had a beer. Oh. You don't have to...
They had a beer.
That's what I'm saying.
What about Smurfs? What if the Smurfs had a beer?
They would, like, melt, right?
Mm. That's the one thing that they're.
Wait,
this,
yeah,
this melt? One's really disturbing me. I don't know. I think we
would they melt
the
or would we have some pregnant Smurfs?
But there's only one Smurf that could get pregnant,
and we don't even know.
It's 2015. She can any totally of them can get pregnant. You could have Caitlin Smurf.
Yeah.
Who knows? But she can't get pregnant.
You could have McKenna Smurf any minute.
But
you
they
don't
can't
know.
Get pregnant.
You don't know.
I'm
Why
pretty
can't
sure
they get
that
pregnant?
Smurfs,
what is
Smurfs
what
probably
do
don't produce.
They only
have
sexuals.
Yeah, exactly.
Only
have,
I think
they only have
like
Daisy. Daisy's
yeah,
the
but
only
they're
chick.
Not. They're asexual. It doesn't matter. That's just a
that
identifier.
Less.
Yeah, they don't
the female Smurf is actually like the queen Smurf, and no one really knows. Like an
like Daisy.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. then she's just constantly putting out Smurfs.
Yeah, just getting raw Smurfed into Smurf. Don't move.
There we go.
Don't move. Don't move. I'm going to smurf.
There we go.
30 seconds of smurfing.
Smurfing my smurfs.
And a lifetime.
Lifetime
of commitment.
Grandpa.
30 minutes of smurfing.
Papa smurf.
Lifetime of commitment.
See what happens? Yeah, in 18 years, ended up, I just wanted to smurf and leave. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, I got this little one. Yeah.
I had this little Smurf and Smurf.
Yeah. Goddamn Smurfs ruining the economy. I got dark.
Thanks, Smurfama.
Smurfama!
Wow. Thanks, Smurfama. Goddamn.
I'm going to fly my fucking Smurf.
Smurfederate flag.
Smurfederate flag. Yeah. It's done. Mm. It's done. Smurf and open carry.
Smurfer hater.
Yeah, done. Exactly. Mm. A Smurf can't. Smurf a Smurf and expect to get married.
Yeah, next thing you know, Smurfs are going to be marrying Smurfs.
Yeah, there you go.
Slippery. It's a Smurferty, Smurfily
Smurfs
smoke.
Don't kill people. Smurfs kill people.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Rush Lynn Smurf.
That's all it is.
All these goddamn lib Smurfs are talking. All right. We are Garza Cruise 2016. Is that... Full effect, you guys. They're really uncomfortable.
I'm voting.
You should.
You should.
Garza Cruz 2016.
That's the bill you want to be on.
We're on the platform of Latinos against immigration.
Yeah, Latinos against Latinos.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Latinos against Mexicans.
No, yes. What? That's what it really is.
Because what it is, yes. It's one of those. I got here first. You can't sit here. Like that's what it is. Like,
I'm one of the good ones.
It's the kids that run to the merry-go-round, and they're like, you can't get on. And then they spin, and they get to where you can't get on anymore, and then they go tell the teacher that you're not allowed. And then,
that's the answer.
Yeah.
Musical chairs to Tejano. I'm just saying. You take all the illegal immigrants.
You put them all together.
Musical chairs.
I'm sorry.
To Tejano.
Musical shares.
Musical shares.
Yes.
In my shoes. My choosing.
Yeah. In my shoes.
My shoes.
Walking sleeps.
Yeah.
Soundgarden's, dude. Black Hole Suns, dude. Black Hole Suns, dude.
That's real life. Let's not joke about that.
About Chris Cornell and Soundgarden's?
You crossed the line.
Yeah, crossed the line.
Did I? In my shoes. Walking sleeps. So we are really, really excited about y'all's podcast. We're going to be avid listeners, and so are you, all of our oneofus.net family. Check out the She's Crafty podcast coming soon, and if you're in San Antonio, July 26th, visit the Hoppy Monk and check out Catherine and Brandy's first badass. It's their first time, so be gentle.
Yeah, exactly.
Just the tip.
Yeah, so just put in the tip in her Diva cup.
Just a little bit.
And catch it, and catch it. So, yeah, we're really excited. It's going to be a really fun podcast. So, thank you, guys.
Diva Cup.
All right. So, Jess.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your second favorite segment of the podcast.
Yeah, whoa, we moved up.
Maybe third. Who knows? Or maybe it's your favorite. It's a segment called, Yeah, I'm looking at that. A segment where I talk about the latest in movies and video games, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners would be, Yeah, I'm looking at that. Yeah. So, there's this movie coming out called American Ultra, and it stars everyone's favorite mumbly idiot savant, Jesse Eisenberg, and
Lex Luthor.
Yeah, Lex Luthor, a.k.a. Ventureland.
Mark Zuckerberg.
No, Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. And also everyone's favorite diarrhea monier, Kristen Stewart, a.k.a.
Twilight,
a.k.a. Adventureland.
Facebook AKA and Twilight are in a
panic
movie?
Room.
Yeah, panic room, dude.
So in American Ultra, Jesse Eisenberg plays a stoner store clerk who is a stoner and a shitabout and has no focus, and he's just a shitabout, you know?
He's got a shitabout town.
Yeah. He just likes to get high, likes to eat snacks, and, you know, do things with what matters in life. And one day, a mysterious woman shows up to point a gun at him and murder him, but he muscle memory reacts and, like, kills her first. And he doesn't know how or why. So he's actually, like, really quick. Like, he actually pulled a gun and, like, killed her efficiently. So as it turns out, he's a sleeper.
He's born.
He's born. And then he has no memory of being active or not active. And he's basically sent lots of wet works people to clean him out. But they can't stop him because he's so badass. But
so Facebook's Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne.
If Cheech and Chong.
If Jason Bourne was into drinking beer, getting stoned, and talking about Diva Cups.
It's a She's Crafty podcast.
That is our podcast.
Yeah. And K-Stu plays his stoner girlfriend, and they like to get stoned together. But now they're on this adventure to stay alive because the government is trying to liquidate Facebook.
Damage.
Right? They try to kill Lex Luthor.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, thanks, Obama. So the movie American Ultra, it inspires this week's first topic, number one. And it is a kind of an odd question, but I think a very important question because you just never know. These are things you got to really think about. And the question is, who do you suspect is not who they seem to be and is actually a sleeper / undercover agent? Now, like maybe it was your Starbucks, you know, barista. Or maybe it was the
Jack in the Box barista.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Either or.
Or maybe it's your favorite host of a girl powered beer podcast. Who knows? Right?
All right.
Randy. Mm.
Similar to the movie Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, a host of a television show, and then he was actually hired by the government to assassinate people. And so, like, while he was being an escort to, like, prize winners to go to these foreign countries, he would actually kill spies for other countries. It was actually a very good movie with Sam Rockwell. Similar train of thought. I think Travel Channel host extraordinaire Samantha Brown is possibly a spy because of the same reason. Good now, answer. Samantha Brown, suspiciously happy. She's fairly attractive. You know, she goes to Italy a lot.
Yeah.
You know? She's like, oh, my favorite is Venice. And she continuously goes back.
Cosa Nostra, dude.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that Samantha Brown doesn't just go Travel Channel to see the sights and sounds of the world. I think she liquidates our enemies in other countries and lets us sleep safe at night.
Like Point of No Return?
Like Point of No Return. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
But she's better than Point of No Return. She's better than Bridget Fonda. She's
La Femme Nikita.
Yeah, La Femme Nikita's the original. Yeah, that's the real joint. Yeah. So Samantha Brown, when she's, you know, she's roasting her little bikini, and then she has her little, margaritas and stuff like that.
She roasts her bikini?
Roasting her bikini, you know, like the sunbathing.
Roasting in her bikini.
In her bikini, And then when the cameras start rolling, whatever they're, all
I've
the time.
I've never seen her in a bikini.
Never noticed.
Yeah.
The blonde lady. She's blonde.
She's blonde. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I think when the cameras start rolling and the camera crew packs in and she goes back to her hotel or whatever, she ices people. And
she ices ISIS.
She ices ISIS. Just murder. Straight up murders our foreign enemies and keeps us safe. So Samantha Brown, because it's just a good cover. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. My answer, straight up, Bruce, a.k.a. Caitlyn Jenner.
You think Caitlyn Jenner is a spy?
Straight up, because now when she goes places as Bruce, people are going to be like, oh, she's Caitlyn now. Mm-hmm. And I think she works for Illuminati.
Oh.
I think Bruce Jenner is straight up Illuminati with fucking Kanye. And, dude, I read Illuminati, dude. I read it, dude.
Wait.
You ever seen the back of a dollar, dude?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, dude.
There's nothing
fucking
on there.
The Kardashians, man.
Pyramid.
KKK, dude.
Samantha.
Freemasons.
Samantha Brown.
Is the most normal white lady looking lady.
I picked her because Anthony
Bourdain. That's good. Yeah.
Anthony Bourdain, that guy really is going
Samantha
to like all these
Brown
countries eating
looks
food.
Like any
because
woman
she
ever.
She hasn't had a show in a grip, dude.
She hasn't?
She is not really on there, dude, because they got fucking Andrew Zimmern and fucking Adam Richman.
There's little points where she's off and then comes back.
Exactly.
Those points where she's gone is her real vacation.
She's from Dallas, Texas.
I know. Yeah. Fucking where they killed Kennedy, man.
Just twins.
Yeah.
Twin robots.
No, dude. Yeah. No. Clones, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like the sheep.
Yeah.
But babies.
Dude. But no, her. That's her. Clones of her, so in case she gets killed in
like
a mission,
back up.
Boom! Could they share her mind?
Yeah,
with Michael Keaton.
Like, which every clone gets dumber.
Yeah, and I have a huge crush on Andie MacDowell.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've seen fucking.
She's a pretty lady. She's a pretty, pretty lady.
Do you think Samantha and Caitlyn are in on it together?
No.
Fuck no.
Caitlyn's Illuminati stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Samantha works for our government.
Yeah, US of A.
Okay.
No, Caitlyn.
American operative.
Caitlyn Jenner is my answer. She's a spy.
Spy. I'm the Illuminati.
The total opposite of Samantha Brown. I'm going George Clooney because he's won.
His missionary work?
Well, he's already political and stuff, and he's famous enough to get in anywhere. No one's going to say no to letting George Clooney into your house or into your palace or into
your vagina.
He's known all over the place. But what's funny enough, he directed Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
He did direct it. Yeah.
About the movie about a spy.
Yeah,
that movie Serbia or was it called Syrian? What's it called?
Syriana.
Yeah, Syriana. Serbian film.
And I think looking at him, I think he's been training. One, he's never been married, so he has no ties. He has no family.
Currently married.
He was never married for a while.
He
just might have gotten out of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Now he has a wife.
Yeah.
He waited until he needed Viagra, and then he was like, okay, I'll settle down.
George Clooney didn't know Viagra.
He's just done so much.
He's a man's man.
I'm tired.
It's tired now.
Yeah.
He's bored with vaginas, you think?
Yeah.
Like he just rolls over and gets a handy now.
From his lawyer wife.
Yeah.
From whoever he's about to kill.
Yeah.
No handies or fingers. He's George Clooney.
Yeah.
He's killed so many people, that's what gets him hard.
That's
now.
Why he started going into it, because
that's he's there. He's richest man in the world.
No. That's what makes him act like he's inactive a little bit. He goes, man, he can't get hard or whatever, and then he'll go out and do a mission.
It was the perfect
strangle a dude with like fucking cotton candy.
It's 19
and then he can get hard again. Like,
it's 1996. He just got through doing Three Kings.
Right. Yeah.
He's getting pretty famous, and he's just having sex with all sorts of women, right? Mm-hmm. But he just notices one night he just can't get it up anymore. While he's at this weird orgy. No, check it out. No, he's had so much. He's George Clooney. But it's not because he can't get it up. It's because he's not excited anymore, right? So he's at this orgy, and this dude notices. He's like, George, what's wrong? He's like, I just can't do it anymore.
Some dude notices like, this is not hard.
He's at an orgy. He's like, what if I told you you can go and like become a spy? And like kill people. He's like, yeah, okay, I'll do that. And that finally got him excited. And that's what
And that's less.
Thanks for making me hard, bro.
That's less creepy than like offering him to go to a hostel.
Yeah.
Like it's more noble.
Because,
it has a reason.
Because he knows.
I would just like to point out, you went there.
Went where?
About George Clooney getting hard. Was it me?
Oh, actually, I didn't know. That was me.
Actually, you said that you didn't think you could ever not get hard.
No, but it was because they said that he couldn't get
no,
hard.
No, I know I didn't say
it. I said it.
Yeah, I definitely didn't bring up the fact that...
I'll have a replay, but I'm pretty sure I'm the one who said it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was it me?
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, there you go. So anyway, George Clooney's my answer.
Mm.
He can get in anywhere.
Wow.
If you know what I mean.
What do you mean?
He kills people.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Handy.
Now I know what you mean.
Handy tug again.
Brian Williams.
Ooh.
Brian Williams.
So he was lying about lying?
Yes.
Yes.
It's all part of a master plan.
Yeah.
So he's bringing himself down a peg in front of all of America. Mm-hmm.
Illuminati.
Yeah. Illuminati. No.
Why is it Illuminati?
Because you have to publicly embarrass yourself. That's a rule of Illuminati.
Yes.
To become a high-ranking person.
Dude, come on. Mm-hmm.
All right, okay, dude.
Really?
And if you notice, they moved him off of the national news, mm-hmm. and they're moving him over to MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all for a bigger plan.
He's multiple sclerosis.
He has, which is all Illuminati.
Yeah, it's the Rock, dude.
Yeah.
The Rock.
Yeah.
Of Gibraltar?
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
He's Illuminati up the ass.
Up the fucking asshole. Yeah.
Yes. Done.
That was me agreeing with you.
Dwayne Johnson is Illuminati up the ass.
He's also the Tooth Fairy.
I've thought of a new t-shirt. Yeah.
The Tooth Fairy, that's but that's like code name.
I'm the code name.
The Tooth Fairy, that's because you fucking shit.
Oh, is that why? Or you got because I said The Rock? No, dude, The Rock. Rockefeller Records, dude. Jay-Z, Damon Dash, The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Illuminati.
Jay-Z.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
The Rock.
Are you Wu-Tang?
It looks like a vagina, but that's what they put up.
What is that?
Illuminati?
No, what do you call it?
The Rock.
No, what do you call this
vagina?
No.
By the way,
damn, did y'all pay attention to rappers in the 90s? What did they call this?
They said they'd go The Rock.
No, they didn't.
For all of you listening, they are putting up vagina hands.
What is that?
Vagina hands is where you take your thumb and you put your finger together, and your hands palms up, and then you put your four fingers putting together, making a triangle, a triforce, if you will, and it looks like a vagina. Or you could put your face like and your nose into it.
And then you have to do the slow, like,
you put in your friend's face and go, feel like you're looking in the mirror? Huh? Huh? Feel like you're looking in the mirror, huh?
Yeah, and then you look at
it. Move.
Nice.
Yeah, you do vagina hands and you put it up in their face and say you're looking in the mirror.
Yeah,
I like it.
You get two choices: jazz hands or vagina hands. You take your pick.
Catherine. Yeah. It's called The Rock or an Illuminati sign.
There's another name.
You don't know.
There's an.
Don't make me.
Catherine, who do you think
just
is a
Google
spy?
Image search
who
vagina
is it,
hands.
Who they seem to be? Who do you think,
think
is a spy?
I think this whole Bill Cosby thing is a huge cover-up.
Straight up?
You think Bill Cosby, you think it's a cover-up?
Bill Cosby's a spy.
Bill Cosby's
He's
a spy.
Just planting Quaaludes all over the country.
And they might
he wasn't
be
trying to
enemies.
Do, yeah, he wasn't
oh,
trying to
fuck,
do...
Fuck,
no, he was getting information.
Oh, it was
and he was writing it down in his little like script, his little doctor script.
Truth serum.
But he was
yeah.
going there.
It was in jazz though. It was like boop, boop, boop,
no. The member of Fat Albert.
Picture pages.
Yeah.
Oh. So he's like,
done.
I need to write down these notes.
Done.
No, but he's writing them fast. So it's like
he's smooth about it. So he's like, hey baby, I got a hoagie.
Yeah.
I got a 2 liter of orange soda.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got my potato chips.
Quaaludes. Quaalude, drop it.
Right.
Drop it like a mic.
And then, boom, he got her prints. He got her DNA.
It's
gave her some DNA to fucking replace her. You know what I mean? Sperm.
He knows when the Soviet Union's hiding their nukes. Now he knows exactly where
Osama bin Laden is.
Yeah, exactly.
But now he's got cataracts. And like,
and a bunch of bitches
we're
pregnant.
Yep. We're gonna find out.
But that's why that's the whole thing.
In 10 years, Saddam Hussein was quaaluded by Bill.
We'll never know. He's gonna go. He's gonna go down as a criminal and a deviant.
Here's why, though.
But the real reality is he's an American hero.
No.
We'll never know. It's like Metal Gear Solid 3.
Fuck. No.
Here's why, though.
Fuck, dude.
Here's the thing.
Dark Knight.
He finally got... This is what happened.
Finally, he had to kill somebody, but he couldn't. He couldn't bring himself to it. He's like, I'm not going to do this anymore for you, USA. And they're like, if you don't, Bill Cosby, we will shame your name. He's like, I'm not going to do it. Like, fine,
he
Cosby.
Is a hero.
He walked away, and they drug his name through the mud.
Yeah.
He's a hero.
And then Janis Dickinson was like, I wrote about this in a book years ago. And then they're like, yeah, we're going to plant
Nobody
this disposition
read that
of two, in 2005. Yeah,
Everybody's going to believe me.
Yeah. It's a good Janis Dickinson.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What are you smoking?
My name's
going to believe me.
Janis Dickinson with a sly Jewish mother.
I'm the first supermodel, Charlie.
Bring your mother a Coke.
Bring your mother a Coke and her vagina clothespins. My lips are falling out again.
Bring your mother some Coke.
Wait,
bring
it on.
She's got big, like...
Yeah, big labia.
Oh, you did vagina hands up in your mouth.
She's got like, a lot of this going on.
You guys are weird, man.
So Bill Cosby...
What's
better than a super spy in like a fucking sweater, Argyle sweater?
Yeah.
Nobody
you
suspects
don't even know that's
no
coming.
No one suspects him there.
He's giving you Jell-O.
What a mind
fuck. Exactly.
Total mind fuck.
Because he's undercover.
There was Quaaludes in all the new coats.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Good answer.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ghost dadding.
All right, Facebook.
Yeah, done.
Ryan Timothy Brace. RTB says, Regan. Me.
No. That's not true.
Why would anyone travel the world by themselves?
Because,
guys, I can't use my iPhone and cell phone. And then you put it out there. Oh, fuck, you're a spy, and I just outed you.
No.
RTB
said
of course
it.
You would know that. He's Canadian, dude. They know. Have you seen the Canadian news?
That has nothing to do with anything.
It's like our news, just better.
Anyway. It's more polite.
I'm not a spy.
Let's just leave it at that.
Fuck, right? You're a spy like a motherfucker.
But I do work for the government.
Yeah, and it's
I do get paid by the government.
Like, this isn't his house, y'all.
It's the F-stop.
No, you bone chicks here. Yeah, I'm not saying you don't bone chicks here. That goes without saying. I'm saying this isn't your home, dude. This is your front, man.
Who would live here? Are you kidding
Why is there so many fruit
if
guys,
I pull
bro?
The, if
Why
I,
is there an empty fridge? Why is the fruit
if
fridge
If I pull
empty?
Like yeah. that one...
Because you don't live here. Because
you don't fucking live here, Jun. And like, dude. Holy good answer,
No, but if you
RTB.
Pull that one like thing of French's mustard the right way, the fridge opens the opposite way, and then it has a cache of fuck all
I just
in there.
Don't live here.
No, we don't... You know what, dude?
I'm Jack Reacher, bro.
Yeah. No, here's what we do. We come by at like 3 a.m. on like a Tuesday. On a Tuesday. And he should be here asleep. And this motherfucker's not gonna be here.
Yeah, I will be here.
Holy shit.
I won't be on assignment.
That's so metal,
I mean, I
dude.
Won't be working.
No, because you...
I mean...
Oh my God, you have a mansion. Holy crap. Can I go to your mansion?
Gregory Pierce says... Tom Hiddleston enticing women with his smoldering eyes. He's clearly a spy because you can't help but get lost in those beautiful blue watery pools. Wait, what did I say? Never mind.
You ever hear how he says jaguar? A jaguar.
Who is Tom Hiddleston?
Oh, there's a jaguar.
Beast from X-Men.
No, Tom Hiddleston.
Beast.
No, Tom Hiddleston is Loki.
Oh, Loki. Scratch.
Oh, okay.
Loki from Avengers. Yeah, man, Regan's a fucking spy, dude.
Travis K says, people who have had multiple surgeries, I mean, they disappear from behind a wall for a few hours, they're put under, and come back slightly different. I can only think that there's some subliminal training going on. Oh, crap, that means I'm a sleeper spy. I guess he's
Regan had surgery.
I did. Alfred Pettis says, any Tea Party leader, they seem to be more interested in creating chaos than legislating, or they legislate to create chaos. It's a simple magic trick. Okay. Are you watching closely? Gabriel Diaz, Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Actually government spies. Uh-huh. Their murders were staged or they can be brought back into service to continue performing covert missions.
No, Biggie got killed and became Mace.
Hey, Justin Cooper says the Kardashians.
That sucks.
Yeah.
So technically.
Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner, right?
Yeah.
He's a Kardashian.
Yeah, it's Rob.
Yeah, where did Rob go?
He got fat.
Mm-hmm. On purpose.
On purpose. Blended.
Yeah, so it's a fat suit. Isn't that really fat?
Yeah.
So,
he says they're all aliens spying on the Earth and they're learning.
Mm-hmm. He's trans-waiting.
Andrew Thomas says Judson Cooper is a goddamn commie.
Wow.
Well, wait, is that a commie spy? Or
the Cold War is over, comrade. America won. Get over it.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew Thomas, fuck Skyrim.
There's nothing, nothing to do with anything.
And Carlos Castro says people who eat kale.
Kale, yeah.
No one likes kale. That's kale, Satan.
Kale, Satan.
All of Austin, Texas has just been.
Probably.
Yeah. Kale, Satan, dude.
Betty Garza says Regan.
Yeah, Betty.
Two Again. Votes.
Oh, wow. Fuck.
It's the glasses.
And Shaggy. I got a lot of glasses.
What?
Each one of them serves a different purpose. Mm-hmm. Oh. I mean, what? God.
They have cameras.
What?
Upskirts. Spiley.
And finally, Shaggy from Puto Slam says, do I even need to type his name?
Hashtag
the good burger has landed.
Kenan Thompson's a spy.
No, he's not.
Kenan Thompson's definitely not a spy.
He's too good.
What? You like Kenan Thompson? It's cool. Dude, let me introduce you to Shaggy. Y'all can fucking watch Good Burger all day. Fat Albert.
He's a sweet boy, right?
Boy, wow.
Jeez.
He's a man.
Is he a man already?
He is a grandpa.
That's what my mother-in-law said about Snoop Dogg. He seems like a nice boy.
Is Snoop Dogg an adult now?
That's like 50.
Is he?
Yeah.
He still wears chucks. That doesn't count.
We're like, he caught a case. He caught a case for murder.
He got a case.
There's no way. He's such a nice boy.
He's a nice boy.
He's a nice boy.
He's the capital S-O fresh N-O-double-O-P.
What movie are you watching?
I like American Ultra. It looks interesting. Directed by the guy who did Project X, but written by Max Landis, who's the son of John Landis, who wrote Chronicle, which I liked. So it looks kind of funny. It might be kind of fun. It's got everyone's favorite mumbly mumblecore.
I just want to see Facebook like beat some people.
Yeah,
up.
I want to see Facebook shoot some shit.
Yeah, and then, Zombieland and Twilight in a movie, dude.
Yeah, that's right. They were already in the movie Adventureland, so it's Adventureland 2. So American Ultra, Adventureland 2, rated R. Starts Friday's theaters everywhere. Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
Hey, guys, now it's time for another edition of Dad's Corner.
Hooray!
Woo!
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch!
Copping Regan Stilo and talking about a article that I read on the internets on parenting.com, how to discipline a child with creativity and fun. So we all know... discipline's a lot of fun. I mean, it's not like I had to spank my kids to the point of me crying and understanding the cliche, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you, right? Sometimes a good slap in the butt is what they need to know not to stick their fingers in a socket, not to read daddy's magazines, you know what I mean? Like, don't open them up because obviously I want them because magazines are so outdated. But at parenting.com, there is a lot of things that they talked about that was quite interesting. Regan, you would relate to this. If a couple of brothers are fighting, like having an actual fist fight, one dad on parenting.com gave them boxing gloves. Said, go outside, box it out, and all that stuff. Then there's the fight shirt. Have you guys ever heard of that? Where you put two kids in an oversized shirt, and they just have to wait there for like 5 minutes if they're fighting. If they're brothers... and they're close to each other, they're gonna get over it. Awkward hugs with fighting, where it's like you have to hug for a really long time, and then the kids, because they're siblings, end up laughing and all that stuff. There is also the disciplines to where you do push-ups, you do sit-ups, you do squats, and you know, that's too old school for me, kind of like, you know, holding encyclopedias in your hand or, you know, all that sort of shit. And this is in the post corporal punishment post-spanking era. And there was a really kind of interesting things that they did that was not new. Like, I read an article and there was a kid that would never put up his breakfast bowl, right? He's left his breakfast bowl there. So the mom purposely left the breakfast bowl there and then served his dinner in the old oatmeal. She didn't make him eat it, but he got the point, right? Mm. There was this one where this daughter wasn't making her bed, so they just took her bed sheets and she had to sleep in a sheetless mattress, right? And again, not new. I don't think that was new or creative. The new thing going on that I am not a fan of in the least are shaming videos. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about the shaming videos very much, but there was, you know, I think one of the first ones was a dad who his son was talking back and acting like an adult. So he gave him a old man haircut and gave him a George Jefferson and goes, "You want to act like an old man? I'm going to treat you like an old man," and took it and embarrassed him. So he had to go to school with this. And public shaming, I don't think is right. I don't think it's good. I mean, a little bit of shaming and a little bit of embarrassment, like, don't make me embarrass you. Stop it. You're embarrassing me by screaming and yelling in the store. Don't make me embarrass you. And I think that's okay, but that's not public shaming. There is a case where a daughter got public shamed by her dad about something and ended up killing herself. She ended up committing suicide.
Yeah. I forgot what it was, but he made her post a video and the video went viral.
Because that's more than just embarrassing in front of friends and family. That's making her become internet famous for being a bad kid. And I think that parents got kind of too much into it. Like, I saw one on a Vine compilation where this dad made his little boy on video say that he was jerking off, that he caught him jerking off, and the kid was like 10. And so he was crying. It was terrible.
Dad never jerk off? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, he's like, "What were you doing? What were you doing?" But he thought it was funny. And it was a funny Vine compilation at that, right?
Why do you want to put that up as a parent?
Like, thank you, to shame your kid and like, look, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, we all – now he's not going to know. Yeah, no, now he's going to be a sexual deviant who's going to fucking be into public humiliation. Yeah. Who knows what the fuck else, right? So – it's been a challenge. I'm, as you guys know, a dad. And finally, I think you guys are outnumbered. Both of y'all are parents, right? Both of y'all are moms, right?
Whoa. And then,
Now, how old are your kids, Brandy?
6 and 10.
And how old are your kids, Kevin?
They're 13, 8, and 6.
Awesome. So we have a nice range. I got 10 and 5. And I think disciplining is really hard. It is really hard because you got to be tough, but you work so fucking hard to give them things, and it's your job to take them away so they're not spoiled. Oh. The worst of it, I had to spank Gunner once really hard because he literally was doing this, crying from the car that we parked 2 blocks to get Mikey in her school at an elementary school, 2 blocks walking back to the car, the whole time. And I said, wait till we get home. And to where the crossing guard was even like, wow, he hasn't stopped, huh? I was like, you mother, shut your mouth. Because you get so just terribly embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you don't stop, I'm going to spank you. And I didn't want to. I was finding every excuse. If you stop right now, then you're just going to go without snack. If you stop right now, then I'm just going to take away the TV. If you don't stop. And he challenged me because he didn't think I would do it. And I had to spank him so hard. And he has never done it again.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that they're not empty threats. Right. And I know that there are people that are against, you know, like physical spanking and punishment. But like, fuck, man. I really didn't have – I had to fucking go through it. And I hated myself. I felt like while I was doing it, I was like, this is my child that I am – supposed to protect from getting hurt, and I am inflicting pain on him.
Mm-hmm.
This is rough, but I don't want him to be a shitty person.
Right.
And I don't want him to be a spoiled, entitled, Mijo syndrome person, because he's going to be a shitty employee. He's going to be a shitty husband. He's going to be a shitty friend, and he's probably not going to be there or responsible. So
you also don't want him going to jail.
I don't want him going to jail. I don't want him getting killed for running his mouth when talking shit to some fucking idiot, or even worse, some fucking cop.
True that, because commissary is expensive.
Have you been?
No, but I've sent some commissary money. I'm just saying.
If he gets it, like, I'm not... Dude, that's hot. So, at least my question, and I know not all of us are parents here, but what type of unique way would you or do you discipline your kids? So, your hypothetical kids that you guys hypothetically have...
Hypothetically speaking...
Right.
What's that look? What?
What's the girl? She's like waiting your answer.
Oh, well, no, that's not. I'm.
So mine, is I don't like to make chores punishment. They're supposed to be.
It's something you're supposed to do anyways.
It's supposed to do anyways. Yeah. Like, go clean your room. Like when they're being bad, it's kind of like you're supposed
to
fucking
clean your room.
Clean your room anyway. Right. So what I did with Mikey, I take away things that they really, really forget that they like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like not a video game, not the cable. I will like take the TV out.
Yeah.
And I'll leave everything in there, but they can't have the TV. And I say, I'm going to take one thing out of your room. I don't say what one thing. And the one thing is the television, right? Or I'm like, you need to sit down and watch TV with me and mommy. You can't move, and we will purposely watch boring ass shit that I'm
QVC.
On my History Channel.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, sit
Travel
here.
Channels, yeah. Michael Brown.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? Like, you have to do, and I make them do things that I want to do to where I get enjoyment out of it. And then they end up like fucking digging it anyway.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the kind of like
that's
positive.
For you.
Yeah. And I'm like, wasn't that cool? Wasn't that fucking better than SpongeBob?
Mm-hmm. Right. Ask him my TV back.
Yeah. No. And then by the end of it, they're into fucking,
QVC.
Bizarre foods.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And they end up getting into it, and it makes for, like, you know, at first it seemed like a punishment, but then it turns into something cool. So one time Mikey said the word hot. She was really little. And I'm not the strictest dad. I'm not the strictest dad. Hot. Like
he called somebody hot.
Yeah, she was like, this soup's hot. And I'm like, you motherfucker! No, I'm just kidding. She,
Who taught you that?
Yeah, she was referring to a boy and said he was hot.
Yeah.
And I took down every single boy band poster and paraphernalia in her room, and it looked like we were moving out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, if that's how you're going to talk about boys and see boys, I don't play that shit. And so it was completely bare. And she's never done it again. So maybe she'll be a lesbian.
It's so common, too.
And she'll never get pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Don't have to worry about it.
Scenario.
And then they're going to be fucking, like, really well off.
Yeah.
Right? And so nice.
Yes.
Right?
I work at a high school, and there's a lot of lesbians that get pregnant there.
Oh, right. Yeah, bunny ear lesbians.
Yeah,
yeah, but
saying.
It's in now. It's in now.
Yeah. Getting pregnant?
Huh? And be the lesbian.
And both, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're fighting the good fight, though, because there's so many men that just get... Just they're like pieces of meat, you know, the way that women treat them. Mm. So you're really fighting the good fight.
Way to say that
for all of America.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I know what that's like, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, oh, you're hot. Oh, you're so buff.
We're more than
oh.
that. Men are more than that.
Yeah.
We're totally
more
than that.
I have substance, damn it.
Like, I have a mind.
I have a brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
Hashtag ask me more.
Yeah. Like, my eyes are up here, ladies.
Yeah.
Hashtag like a boy.
I'm not just legs.
Yeah.
Quit asking me who my suit is by. Ask me about my films.
Yeah. My eyes are up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, blow my cock.
Yeah.
You guys.
I'm just going to jump in.
Free
I don't
nipple.
Have kids. My father was a good old fan of spanking and stuff. So, I'm a big fan of that. Because
I can't wait to spank somebody.
No, like I always say, and I've told Larry this, I was like, I have two brothers and me, and we're all freaking amazing. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, my dad whooped the hell out of us, and my oldest brother's a firefighter. My other brother's a detective.
You're a spy for the United States.
I work at a high school.
Yeah.
Work at a high school helping kids into college.
Never seen you do it.
Next Johnny Depp.
We're like all really good people, and so I'm a big fan of whooping. But as far as a unique way, I'm going to steal something from a coworker who she has some kids, and she was talking to me about when she was potty training one of them. And like one of her daughters wouldn't like go to the potty. And so she told her that if she didn't go to the potty, that like she's like, I'm tired of wiping you. You're a big girl now. You have to go and go to the potty. And she's like, if you don't do it, you're gonna have to wipe me to the kid. And boom, the girl was like, no, I don't want. She's like, nope. If I gotta keep wiping you, you're gonna have to wipe me. And she was like, but I don't. And she's like, exactly, because I'm an adult, and adults are supposed to wipe themselves. If you want to be a big girl, you have to wipe yourself.
But she didn't do it.
No, she didn't do it.
See, because that depends on the kid.
Yeah, automatically,
my kid would be like sure, bend over, bitch.
Yeah. What?
Straight up. Because she knows.
Stick it to me.
I'm going to call your bluff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing.
That depends on your kid. My oldest would have backed down. My youngest been like, bend over.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, well, okay. Hopefully it doesn't backfire.
Yeah, see, that's a gamble.
Yeah.
That is a crapshoot.
Because let me tell you.
She has a good kid.
You make one threat and you don't follow through,
no,
everything else is shit.
No.
Yeah. Everything else is shit.
Yeah. You gotta follow through every fucking time.
All right. Mm-hmm. And I guess then it's just one of those calling the bluffs. Because you think if you would have called do you think they really would have wiped your butt?
My youngest? Yeah. She would have wiped the shit out of my shit.
Really?
Yeah.
She wiped the shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
She would have done a bad job on purpose
and smeared
shit all over her diva cup.
I don't know how. Brandy would have had a bladder infection for a fucking month.
Oh, yeah.
Done.
Yeah, UTI
done.
Like a mug, dude.
Yes.
Yeah. She would take a selfie with the whole.
That's too. Mm-hmm. That's too. Not I don't want to. I don't want to talk about my vagina with my kids. Like, I don't want to talk about wiping anything.
That was a risk,
close.
Man.
That's crazy.
Woof.
Yeah.
That's a good kid. She has a good kid.
Yeah.
Where she can make just that threat, and the kid's like, all right.
Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good kid.
Yeah.
Gutter would have been like, what?
Yeah.
That's what he would have said. He would have laughed, said, what? And he goes, get mommy to do it. That's what he would have said.
Like, I only want to use the really cheap toilet paper.
Yeah.
Can
one
get,
ply.
Like, sandpaper?
Yeah.
How far can we take this?
But you just.
No, mine. I was thinking about mine, and mine was immediately like, that's dumb. It's stupid. Because I was thinking like, oh, what we do is every bad punishment, the family as a whole would have to do an exercise regimen as opposed to the kid, as opposed to
so everybody. Gets
okay,
mad.
That kid do pushups, whatever. No, the whole family does it. So it's kind of like the military, like a Full Metal Jacket when.
Private Pile.
Private Pile fucked up the entire.
Eat the donut.
What if you only have one kid?
Well, that's the whole thing. It'd just be the mom and dad. Well, it'd just be me and whatever. Then you kind of see how much I'm suffering because I'm trying to struggle through.
That's
a
perfect example of somebody that doesn't have kids.
Exactly. That's exactly why the answer automatically goes, well, that's a dumb answer. Because my kid would just be like, I just want to see my old man fucking try to struggle through five more sit-ups.
True.
So check this out, cookie jar smash, and then the push-ups, sit-ups. I'm like, you're going
to
learn.
He's just going to do bad things just to get you.
So to like, get him in shape because he loves him.
You're going
to
learn. You're going to learn. And that's like, I think the whole really, the selfish thing is just, it's a reason to get me into shape.
Oh, so he's smashing cookie jars.
Yeah, exactly. Aww. But then I realized that's a dumb answer, and I have no perspective on disciplining kids because I good whipping. You need a whooping, but I'm not the person to want to do that. And I'm a very, like, live vicariously through other people's kids. And when they cause shit, oh, that's your problem.
Yeah that's the best part.
I'll come pick up your kid. He's being a piece of shit. And then, and then I can't handle him anymore. But when they're being cool and we're watching cartoons and gaming and stuff like that, then it's all right. Oh, now he's breaking my cookie jar. Take your kid home. I'm tired of him or her or whatever. I don't know. But that's not even hypothetical.
Would you watch the kids?
Huh? No, I would not watch the kids. Lisa would not want to like watch the kids. That's fucking just it. There, we wouldn't watch any fucking kids. No, whatever.
No. At what age is Mikey old enough to watch the kids?
12 legally. I've already looked it up.
Oh crap!
Straight
I didn't
up. Yeah.
But I mean, just how would you be comfortable with?
15,
16.
But nobody's gonna call the cops at 12. It's fine.
So my parents were okay leaving me alone for a weekend by myself when I was 12.
That's why E.T. is a fucked up movie, man.
Yeah.
That was the whole point of that.
Those
kids
were always alone.
All the Spielberg's movies, that was the theme. The Spielberg's movies, all the theme of that.
I tell my parents.
They were like two kids. They were like parents going through separation because that's what he went through. So a lot of Spielberg's movies have to deal with that theme. E.T., Jurassic Park, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. No. Yeah. Like, that's a theme in all of his movies. Catch Me If You Can. Yeah,
Schindler's List.
Yeah. Schindler's List.
Daddy
issues.
There's a big whole family of Jews that just... Yeah.
Separated.
I know. Yeah. Separated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was sad. Yeah.
Radio Flyer. Yeah. Brandy. Yeah.
Batteries not included.
Yeah, tequila.
Fucking the Goonies.
Yeah, cocktail. Yeah. Yeah, Top Gun. Yeah, it's all there.
Oh. Jamaica. Jurassic Park.
Brazil. So, go ahead.
Okay, so it depends on the kid. Like, my oldest kid, I didn't have to think of creative ways to discipline. I could just look at her, and she would be full of shame. She was like Japanese and Catholic altogether.
Nice.
But like, it's amazing.
Nice.
But still white, so we have the privileges. But
the
youngest is like a boy in a little girl's body, but not like Caitlin, but like different. Just the energy and the just wanting to push people's buttons. Yeah. So I had to find things. I kept stepping it up. I was like, okay, I'll take your toys and I'll put them in the room. And then when you behave, I'll start giving them back to you. That didn't work. So just last week, I got pushed to the edge and I took her toys and I went out to the trash can and I said, watch me. And I went outside and I threw those motherfuckers in the trash. Just slow motion throwing them in the trash.
I want you to see every
nice.
Every toy.
But did you throw them away for overall?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, they are in a landfill somewhere?
Yep. Yeah.
Like Toy Story 3.
Fuck. Yeah. Really?
I had my toys thrown away, but I didn't get a fighting chance. I was like, dude, clean your room or we throw away your toys.
So all of them?
And I didn't, I didn't get a chance to clean my room. No. Toys got thrown away.
No. Yeah. But, I'm not that rich. Like, I threw away, like, some dollar store toys that she didn't know how much they cost. But, yeah, I threw away those. Yeah.
Fuck, dude, I couldn't do that. I couldn't throw away toys because, A, I'm a pack rat. B, you I spent a lot of fucking money on those toys.
No, it's a grandparent toys.
Got it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gunner challenged me with that. He's like, throw them away. I want to see you. So I put him in a clean trash bag. And I threw him away.
Save him for later.
And then when he was like, oh, and then I took him out and I was like, fuck.
After he had really felt it.
Yeah.
Then you
and then he was like, Dad's not going
to throw
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dad, did you throw away, did you really throw away my toys?
Like, so no, I just gave them to Jess.
No.
He's keeping them in a safe place.
Can we go visit?
No.
No.
You should just send like pictures of you with his toys.
Yes.
But he would hate Jess.
No.
No. He would live vicariously through those toys.
Yeah, so I grew up with like a really strict environment. My dad was a cop. Yeah. So it was kids are seen but not heard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't want to be that way with my kids, but then I ended up being a single parent, so I'm the only parent.
Yeah.
So I have to be mom and dad.
Yep.
So I'm pretty strict. Yeah. Like if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to follow through. It's happening. Yeah, it's happening. But with my oldest, it's really awesome because she's just becoming a teenager. And if she's not doing what I'm asking her to do, I tell her the story of her birth in graphic detail.
Wow.
Yeah. Like she's heading down the vaginal canal. She came out. See his face?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. And she's like, oh, I'm cleaning my room right now. I haven't gotten to the Diva Cup yet. Yeah, no. We're not done. We haven't gotten to the perineum. Like, you got to tear through that shit.
Perineum.
And then there's afterbirth.
Oh, that's a
and
good
that
band.
Happened. And she's always FaceTiming with her friends, right? So she's got them like live on her thing. And she's and you can hear her friends like, oh my God, is that your mom? Yeah, it works every fucking time.
That's
get in there and clean your shit up.
On Somos Horrorcore Festival.
You're not gonna clean your room. Let me tell you Let me tell you how you got into this world.
Wow.
You ripped through my vagina.
Ripping through vagina. Like those are the names of all like the bands.
There is placenta. Yeah.
I was imagining a monster truck show.
Well, yeah, the same one. Yeah, a monster truck show.
It works every time.
Diva Cup.
Sunday.
Trashing the walls.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. Yes.
I'm trying that.
Do it. Yeah. I tell you, it works.
Yes.
It's like this. It's like all of a sudden she becomes like, you know. I can't hear it anymore.
Yeah.
All right. We're watching Magnolia's boring. So then I was on like, let's fuck.
We're watching Magnolia.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're watching Magnolia start raining frogs. Like, this is stupid. Ah, raining frogs.
Yeah.
Oh.
It works.
Yeah, Magnolia works. Just
it works.
Seals the deal.
Yeah, it's like,
oh, this is that what we're talking about?
And artsy. And, fuck, is this. Oh, this is really? Boring.
Did you guys. Did you watch, like, in.
Eating Jell-O?
Yeah. We're eating popcorn.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Aww. Oh,
Magnolia.
He was
Magnolia is
Quaid. Yeah. 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 Yeah, exactly. You should show a chick Magnolia. Oh, it's got fucking Tom Cruise, John C. Reilly. You know,
no.
And like, and then, oh, let me see.
2 hours later.
And they fall asleep. And
what is that noise?
Huh?
What is that noise?
What noise?
Do it again.
I don't know what you're talking about. What did Facebook say?
Yeah. Facebook answers.
Splashdown.
Alfred Perez says, I would make them lay color flats for my comics. That'll take the vinegar out of them real quick. And if they mess up on purpose, I will clear all the color and make them start over again.
That person doesn't have kids.
That's
real fucking complicated.
Yeah.
Travis K says, my parents were pretty by the book with corporal punishment and restriction from TV, video game, etc. However, my wife's parents used to discipline her by making her stay in the living room and watching TV with them. So, sort of like leaving her. It messed with her because her favorite thing to do was be in a room alone reading books. I've yet to figure out how I want to discipline our kid when she's here. Good luck with that, Travis.
Aww. Yeah.
Take all the tips you've learned from this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go straight for the afterbirth.
Let's talk about Magnolia.
Yeah.
Placenta.
Do it.
Andy Salinas Garza, whoever that is, says, I want to make the kids do chores for squares of toilet paper. Dang.
Oh, man.
Hardcore.
Then again.
That's awesome. Like,
oh, man.
Then again.
That's some frontier shit, man. Yeah. That's some Oregon Trail shit. Yeah, but.
I like her.
Depends on what kind of pooper they are.
Mm-hmm. Depends on the kids.
Because then again, they're Larry's kids. It might only work for so long.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, then, you know, they're going to be like, whoa.
They're just going to bring you the hand.
He's going to shit on them.
There's a towel over there.
Three seashells.
I'm going to Aaron cheat them and take a shower because I'm out of toilet.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Felicia Sandoval says, I've heard of chores for Wi-Fi passwords, but you took it for a whole nother level, Andy Salinas Garza.
Yeah.
Samantha Lyons Rake says, I have been a pretty lucky parent in that my daughter didn't really do much to require disciplining, per se, though I did occasionally show her the largest knife in the kitchen and say, you know what will happen. That kid was straight as an arrow.
Yeah, you know what happened. I'll carve a turkey.
And
yeah, I'm going to cut your fucking carrots.
The scariest moment.
We're going to eat them.
We're going to have stew for dinner with vegetables.
Yeah, the scariest moment for discipline for me.
I'm
going
to cut myself because I'm God.
No, the scariest moment for discipline with me was the one time my dad didn't hit me. Was when he pulled out this giant wooden paddle.
Yeah, just a threat.
And it was the biggest wooden paddle. And I just remember just caving with fear. And he never even had to hit me. But just because I saw that giant thing, I was like,
My dad used to say, like, go pick the belt that you want.
Ooh, yeah, that's the worst.
Ooh. And they're all the same.
Choose your own doom.
Right? They all have spikes on them and shit. Like, where are you, a biker?
Yeah. Oh, like Black Flag
fans. Why do they have razor blades on them? What are you doing?
Go pick your belt.
Yeah.
This one's a seat belt. This one has a bunch of stars on
this
it.
This is weird.
This one's got green graffiti. It says, serve Nazis, must die. I don't understand what this one is.
Why does mom blush every time I pick a belt? That's so fucking weird.
Judson Cooper says,
that's
strict.
That's my favorite.
Oh, God.
Now we'll be matching. Sorry, Mom. Sorry.
Don't pick that one.
That's the mommy's.
That
was the belt you were conceived on. Oh.
That's good.
We both call him daddy.
Another one of your sex noises later.
Yeah. Oh, that noise?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a going, dude.
Judson Cooper says, strict but fair and no TV or holograms or whatever the kids are into in the future.
What kind of kids are those? Those kids suck.
I'm Tupac.
Yeah.
Carlos Castro says, 3 minutes on the heavy bag as I call out combinations.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. So, yeah, man, if your kids fucking act up, dude, you know, do some shit. Or don't. You know, they're going to just end up just being
humans.
But if you
don't bring them to my house.
That's right. If you don't discipline your kids, man, it's cool. You're just going to have fucked up humans, man.
Just don't be mad when I cut them off the road and flick them the finger and call them assholes.
Here's the thing.
Your kid's an asshole.
Give your kids discipline. Teach them manners. So they'll know how to use a blinker. And every child that was never disciplined doesn't use a blinker because they're entitled pieces of shit. You know what, guys? Parenting? Fuck it, man.
Yeah. Park wherever you want. Park in 3 car spaces, why don't you?
Go
for it.
Go ahead. Roll your eyes just because I'm using coupons, dude. Fuck you, man. Exactly. You're going to fucking give me 75 cents then.
I'm just trying to cash this check.
Yeah,
HEB.
Roll your eyes at me. You fucking never spanked
prick.
All right. So now for this edition of Hey, That's Not Funny. Today I'm talking about some research that was done out of Penn State about gender and stereotypes. They went on World of Warcraft.
Fuck.
Right? Last time it was Transformers. This time they're doing World of Warcraft. What they did was they had different avatars, and the avatars in World of Warcraft, you type up what you're saying, and they would have a guy avatar go up to a random person and say, like, hey, can you give me some help? And then the girl avatar would ask for help, and then they would change it to where even if it was a guy avatar, a girl would say, like, hey, can you lend a girl a hand as a guy? And then a guy avatar with a girl would be like, hey, can you help a dude out? You know, just to see how they would help, whether it was how they looked and if they actually said that they were a guy or a girl. And they said, the research said, it doesn't matter if you have an ugly avatar or not. If you're a man, you still receive about the same amount of help. However, if you're a woman and operate an unattractive avatar, you will receive significantly less help.
It's weird, so right? You're like, you're a big ogre, but you're a girl,
but
you're
no help. A big significant. Figure. But if you're a girl and you have a super hot avatar, you would get more help.
Yeah.
But a guy, you get equal amount of help depending on no matter what you're.
Yeah, what clan are they playing in? Fuck that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I don't know the specifics.
I don't know what they're talking about.
So it says, although women are typically less penalized for engaging in cross-sex behavior than men in offline settings, we found an opposite pattern in the online setting.
What is happening right now?
Cross-sex is when you have sex on Good Friday.
No.
No.
It's when you're a guy being a girl or a girl being a guy.
Yeah, it's like a dude playing Chun-Li.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
See, just
cross-sex.
So they talk about it with business.
You have your hands tied up and your legs tied to like one.
Wow.
Yeah, y'all watch Game of Thrones. You know what's up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Crucisex.
Crucidix.
So it's an interesting thing that they found out as far as there's helping people out depending on their gender, which leads me to my question today, which was, tell us about a time that you helped someone or didn't help someone specifically because of their gender. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start off by saying pretty much 99% of the times of opening doors for people.
Yeah.
It's weird. And I don't know if it's, I don't specifically open doors for guys. Mm. I won't do that. As much as I know
you don't want to open that door.
Yeah. I don't know. And I don't know if it's,
that door?
You know, a door.
I don't know if it's just, if it's, I don't know. I don't know. It's just back something door. That, culturally, it's just like, I'm not going to, unless maybe it's an older man, like a grandpa or something. Like, if it's a guy, I'm like, open your own door. You can open your door. You're a dude. But if it's a girl, it's just like the nice thing to do, or I'll open the door. But
funny, I was expecting to be 100% on. I opened a door for everybody.
Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I wish I was like, but sometimes I'm like, you got it. Like it's okay. Like, good. You can get it yourself. And I don't know why. But it's specifically with guys and opening doors. And I don't know if it's maybe a sort of, in my brain, it's a gentlemanly thing to do, and you don't apply gentlemanly things to guys. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's where like the wires get crossed, and I'm like, no, open your own door.
Yeah. I think the reason why I open doors for everybody, because I mean, any human can open their own door. Like a woman can open her own door. So it's just like a polite thing to do to another human. It's just like a gesture. Just like, hey, how's it going? Let me hold the door for you. Like a guy's like far away. I'm holding the door for him. It's just like a hi, I'm friendly. You know,
there's like a law of doors, right? Like if I get to the door first,
Like seriously, if a dude or a chick walks in,
if I get to the door first, I'll open it. If they're like people are coming, I'll open the door and then I wait for them to like switch hit and they'll take the door.
Yeah, reasonable distance. They're like,
okay.
That's also fun to do is when you open it when they're far away, just to get them to run faster.
I don't do that.
No, like if someone purposely like just lets the door close behind him when I'm behind him, I'm like,
and I'm like, you motherfucker.
You take it personally?
Rude piece of shit.
Yes.
I don't see that. Maybe that's why I play
blinkers.
That's like when people like don't wave when you let them in.
I want to ram their fucking car.
I
want to
fucking kill them.
Because
I wave at anybody. Even people that cut me off, I'm like, hi.
Yeah, I agree with the car thing.
Thanks for cutting me off.
Hi. Hey, I'm Catherine.
Woo!
But no with the door. Like if a guy doesn't open the door, I'm like, all right, I can go in the door. But waving, absolutely. If I let you take a left, you freaking better wave.
So to kind of mix the second topic about getting disciplined, I was raised with manners like crazy.
Texas manners,
right? I get shit from like women from like not Texas when I'm like, yes, ma'am. I am not that old, and I'm not an old lady. And it's like, no, I say ma'am, you know.
Say ma'am to my daughter.
But I say ma'am to my students. Yeah. I was just about to say yes. I say yes sir, no sir to anybody, mm-hmm. to any human being. So I was raised like a gentleman. Like, I have to walk girls to their car if it's nighttime. I have to pull out chairs if, like, I'm sitting down. That's the big one. If I'm sitting down and a girl's standing up, I am uncomfortable sitting down while a woman's if a guy's standing up, I'm like, he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. The biggest one, though, bigger than that, would be carrying stuff. Like, I can't.
Same. Yeah, absolutely.
It's not a gender thing, and I'm all for equal everything, but, like, if a woman's carrying a box that is not small, I have to carry it for her. It makes me uncomfortable. Duty. Yeah, that's the way I was raised. That, and an OCD doesn't help, you know, where I'm like, walk on the side of the, let me walk on the side of the street. I can't do it. Where if I'm walking with a guy, you know, and we're not holding hands, then, you know, I'm like,
funny because I was raised that way too, and I'm a female. And if I see, like, a couple together and he's on the inside, I'm like, what a motherfucker.
Yeah.
He doesn't give two shit. That person is drunk. That's up on the curb.
That's a weird manners thing that I was never taught till, like, you know,
walking on the outside,
on being like on a date type of thing, and then like I was told,
like, you didn't realize that you have to sacrifice your own life.
I wasn't even conscious. I am so sorry. Like, I opened the doors, I lift up the shit. That's the one code thing.
I had so many weird rules when I was growing up. Like, we couldn't speak when adults were speaking. That's a no-no. Yeah. You don't do that. You don't stand in, like, places that adults would walk. Yeah. So, like, don't stand in the in the doorway because adults could be like, you need to get over to the side.
If I got my grandma a glass of water, I had to stand there and wait till she was finished.
Till she was ready.
Yeah. And then she would give me back her glass and I would put it back in the sink. Yeah. Like, my mom had a bell. Like, like, where she needed someone, ding-a-ling, you know. Straight up, dude. But yeah, like, it's instilled in me so hard, the manners thing, to where, I've had some female friends kind of, I can do it myself and, like, get kind of, like, offended and stuff like that. I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't. Like, and I have a daughter, sisters, mom, grandma, aunts. And so I was kind of raised to, like, you know, you guys don't lift the finger, like, just straight up, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's it's kind of everything with me. But the biggest thing is sitting down and carrying stuff. I can't do it.
Yeah. All that stuff. But I'm like that with everybody, like, lifting stuff too. It's if a person, man or woman, is, like, smaller or seems less physical, like, if there's, like, boxes or carrying stuff, I want to, like, automatically take as much as I can. It's the shopping bag syndrome.
Yeah.
You carry as many in as you can.
Oh, do that. Yeah. Like, I've got them all the way up to, like, my
elbow. Yeah, oh, yeah. So I'm like that with...
That's just called efficiency.
It's like, how much can I stack on this one arm?
And showing off,
one
dude.
On this arm, but, like, 17
on this
side. Well,
because you need the keys for this.
You got your system. You got to, like...
Showing off. Y'all are showing off.
Exactly. So that, opening doors... Oh, like, it's the only one is the whole walking on the you know, the right side of the street. That was something I just learned way later or whatever. Yeah. I'm really horrible at pulling out chairs for anybody. That's terrible. But specifically for girls, was helping out with homework through all school. Like,
really? You never helped guys?
Wait, whoa. What do you mean helping out with homework?
What dumb bitches were you?
Yeah, what?
Like, Jeez.
Nobody ever helped me with my fucking homework.
I was going to say, so I'm assuming you guys got hundreds on every test
I don't remember ever.
9.7.
You know what it is? It's not even that I got hundreds on anything. It's just that I dated some really stupid motherfuckers. Like, they weren't going to help. Just,
yeah, but I love studying with chicks because it was totally like, you know, was the best, dude.
Yeah. Let's study and let's watch Magnolia.
Pythagorean theorems.
I'm gonna start over here and then I'm gonna slowly inch over.
Exactly.
Did you guys watch Magnolia last night?
Hey, we sure did. Yeah, let's just say the ellipse went from 0.9 to 9.4 to 3.6.
What a whore.
Yeah.
So you...
She's had some ellipses.
I was commonly asked by a girl, can you... Not homework, but, like, can you help me with this math problem? In class. And it was... That was the thing that I got...
I just imagined a guy going, hey, Jess, can you... You're like, get the
fuck out of here.
Yeah.
get the fuck off my shit. I'm trying to get some shit done.
That's crazy.
No, that's not true. No guys, like, seldom, except for that pre-engineering program thing, actually had, like dudes, or, like, you know, guys and girls, hey, can you help me with this logic or whatever? You know, yeah, of course. Yes. But yes, like, high school, middle school, college, I, you know, can we team up? Can we do this and that? And I could not say no.
You know, it's weird.
I didn't know I had that power.
Yeah, it's easy.
I would have used
it. Girls, yeah. You want someone to help you with your work. Like, not just like yeah, someone's going to help you.
That's a smart guy.
Yeah, that's a smart guy. And won't expect anything in return just because you expect it's a gentleman thing. Yeah.
Here's a flip about helping guys and not helping girls. If, like, they ask for a hookup to a show, to a comedy show, if it's a guy who asks for a hookup to go, like, on a date and I never met his chick, then I'm like, yeah, I'll get you guys tickets, you know, whatever. But if a girl asks for a hookup and she's taking a date that I've never met, I'm like, nah, he could fucking pay.
Nice.
Isn't that weird? I just remember that. I'm like, nah, he could pay. I'm not going
to. Yeah, you know, that money, especially if the money's coming to you.
Yeah. No. I mean, if the money's coming to me, everybody fucking pays. That's, we had this discussion. Yeah. If I'm charging family, I'm charging you, amen. Marcus. Absolutely. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Right? But if it's like I get comps or whatever, and it's like, hey, do you think you have tickets? Like, oh, yeah, you know, who are you going to bring? I'm just going to bring this guy.
Nah.
You can have a ticket.
I don't know what it is. I don't
you
know.
Can't afford a ticket.
It's not like I think I have a chance. It's just this weird underlying.
Is that,
like,
how you
want to
start up this
thing.
Relationship?
Yeah, right.
Like
a
coupon.
He probably doesn't like you that much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nah, he could pay. But I'll help a dude out if he's on a date. Kind of make him seem. My friend put me on a list.
Yeah,
I can help a guy. You know.
All right.
Some magnolia.
There you go. Gender specific.
Yeah.
Ladies. Goyles.
Oh, I had a hard time thinking about this because I didn't really separate a lot between what I would do for guys or girls. That sounded really raunchy.
No, but I'm trying to
keep away from that. But my kids, I have two daughters, and I'm really hard on them as far as, like, not being
those chicks
weak.
Yeah. That's how Andy is.
Yeah. They fall and they scrape their knee, I'm like, stop crying. Yeah. I can't stand when they're crying. It's really hard. Cause you imagine, like, as the mom, you're going to be this nurturer and come here. But maybe if I had boys too.
No, Andy's very coddling to Gunner. That's a little baby. But with Mikey, she's like, you know, get over it.
Because everybody's going to coddle her.
Weak chick, yeah.
Everybody in life's going to coddle her.
Boys crying grosses me out.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
It's a man thing. If I hear a boy crying, I'll get like,
what's
wrong? But what if he broke his finger?
Crying?
Man, shake it off.
It depends. I guess pain crying, like real.
Yeah.
Then of course not. Right. But like when it's like
whiny crying. Yeah, that's pretty.
Like, shut.
As my old man would say, I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah. I said that this weekend to my daughter as she had blood running down her leg into her flip flop at the beach.
Said, I'll give you something to cry about.
I did, and that's bad. No.
Because she was bleeding.
She was bleeding. She fell off her scooter.
My dad would say that to me after my brothers beat me up.
Fucking
rich, dude.
Come on. Scooter.
Was at the beach?
It wasn't electronic. It was on the beach.
Okay, Mahoney. What?
Mahoney on
Right. Yes. All right. Yes.
Yeah. But it was like she busted open a scab that was already there. Come on. Save that crying for like new
wound. It was a rerun.
It was.
Yeah.
And we were at the pool.
Ain't new to me.
Yeah.
And I was taking her by the pool and she's like screaming and people are looking at like, oh my God, what's wrong with her? And like, shut up. Yeah.
At the country club too, huh?
I know.
Would you ever help anybody like on the side of the street? Like, would it make a difference if they're a guy or a girl? Like,
I wouldn't help a guy, probably.
You wouldn't help a guy?
That's a safety thing.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
That's Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer.
I would if he was trying to, like...
No, I wouldn't.
Not be a pussy.
I wouldn't.
No, like, his car is broken down and, like, he needs help or something.
Don't help
if
a
his
guy,
car is... He can't fucking change a tire. Who is this guy?
I don't know.
Is he a vet? Is he missing limbs?
Is he dead?
All right, so there's...
But he needs to tell me what I need to do in
the
car.
And if it was a woman, I would probably stop if she had kids, maybe. Because you have to be careful, too, with, like,
or if she had money... And she was going to give me a tip.
She looked like she was in a Mercedes.
Yeah.
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 I'd probably stop.
Or like a bottle of vodka.
Larry's just... Yes. All of it's Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, dude.
Nope. Don't help people on the side of the road.
I've heard some really terrible. I've firsthand heard terrible stories of people that have helped people. And
I have helped men and women and families. That's one thing.
Good for you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I help guys push their cars and stuff.
You're a great person. Yeah. You're a wonderful person. If I have the kids in the car with me, it's not even.
I'm not helping anybody.
Oh, that's a whole different story.
This is a horrible, horrible story, but I actually saw somebody who was probably very intoxicated walking across the road, almost got hit by a car, but I had my children in the car with me. Oh, and I was like, I'm not going to do it.
Nope.
I know.
That's on them.
Yeah. You're not getting in my car. You're not going to be around my kids.
She just ran straight over them.
I ran them over and kept going.
Yeah. It's fine.
Good for you.
Done.
Yeah. Good for
you. You did help them in the end.
I helped them.
Yeah,
poor alcoholic who's in a better place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks to the right lady.
Yeah.
Maybe that's your time. You specifically didn't help that guy.
I didn't help him.
Yeah,
when it comes to my kids being with me, I'm not totally going to let strangers. Mm. I don't care what's happening to you. I'll call the police. I'll make a phone call. I'm not going to put my children in like any kind of like.
I'll help
way.
A guy do some shit just to feel better about myself. Like, if he can't do it and I can do it, I'll fucking do it for you. Yeah.
Funny. Like what? Like change a tire?
Tell him how to read. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Are you in the Appalachian Mountains?
I'll be like, Big Mac. And I help him order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uno.
Right.
Yeah.
I do notice a difference, though, like in how I treat my son than how I treat my daughters. I am tougher on my daughters than I am to my son.
Yeah. That makes sense. That's a common
thing. We have a rule in my house, right? Well, I grew up with brothers. I was the only girl. So the rule was if you hit, you get hit back.
All right.
That's it. Mm. Like, you don't, but in my house, because I have girls, you don't hit women. You don't hit girls.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different because we didn't have that rule when I was growing up.
Wait. So, but you were okay getting hit. Like your family.
No,
your
I wasn't okay with getting hit.
No. I'm saying your parents were like, if your brothers hit you, they'd be like, all right, they're fighting.
They didn't notice. They didn't know what was happening. Yeah.
Interesting.
I actually one time got really upset because I was in a parking lot and I saw this chick like beating the shit out of her boyfriend.
Oh.
And I was like, he should hit her back.
I'm going to help him.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
hit her. You're going to yell at him.
Because. In back in the day, you fucking hit somebody, you get hit back. That's it.
That's true.
Just because you have a vagina doesn't mean you can physically assault people.
I couldn't do it though.
I couldn't do it.
No. Well, my brothers
but
are
I'll
from
shake them. The shit out of bitch. That's Chris Rock.
If I can't grab your wrist and restrain you, then that's on me. Seriously.
Mm. I've gotten popped by a chick and I just look at
50 Shades of Regan.
Look at her.
Oh, that's a whole nother thing.
Where's the red room?
Yeah. We saw the glasses in the bathroom.
The red room.
Each one is a different personality.
Yes. It's totally fucking weird.
Yeah, I read the cliff notes of 50 Shades of Grey. And I'm like, that's rage.
That's not sexy.
Yeah. Like, it's just weird.
If you have a room that you've painted red, I'm not.
My bathroom's red.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's a drain in there.
I call
bro.
It the murder room, because of the bloody.
What's wrong with the red room?
Nothing's wrong with it. It's great. It's got the HR.
Puffin'
stuff. Yeah, just puffin' stuff.
Like, hey, baby, I got to put in this secret code.
Yeah.
Opens it up.
This is reeking the toilet paper.
Have you ever heard of a butt plug? What?
Have you ever heard of a diva cup?
Yeah. Oh,
that's my red room.
Is that your red room? We just give diva cups out. All right, shot.
Your favorite.
This is getting dark and weird.
What?
Dark?
What about those Facebooks?
Facebook answers. Alfred Perez says, gender never matters to me. If someone needs help, I try to avoid it.
Did you care for some dick? Chris Rock.
Travis K says, I once refused to help a guy change his tire, mainly because he was a giant bag of douche, but also because he was a guy.
How can you tell that when you're driving by if somebody's a giant bag of douche?
If they have a visor.
You can see it in the body language. Yeah.
And
the moment they
shirt.
Open their not even close. Sometimes just the moment they open their mouth, they're like, a douche.
You can tell.
If they have a truck and it says, Obama, you could keep the change.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're like, God. Why are you asking for help with my fucking hard-earned
Or if they have a sticker on the back of their car that's the 2014 Paul Walker Memorial Drive.
Annual
Paul Walker Memorial Cruise.
Yeah.
Did you see? I saw there's a guy with that picture.
Isn't it ironic that his name's Paul Walker and he's known for driving?
Mm.
Not really.
It is.
Like it is dead. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't 10 minutes ago.
Now it's ironic, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Samantha Lyons Rake says, in home economics class, I helped a guy who was completely lost with his sewing project after he sewed his sweatshirt armholes closed and was trying to undo the stitching with the sewing machine itself.
There you
like
go.
There was a delete button or something.
Yeah, there you go.
I like if it were a girl, I'd like to think that I still would have helped, maybe after she cried or something.
Wow.
I like it.
Justin Cooper says, I usually help a woman move if she asks. I also hold the door open for anyone I think is walking behind me. Oh, good for you. Sometimes for people across the parking lot, but that's mostly to watch them half run to try and match politeness. Yeah, see, yeah. That's what I like doing. Getting them to half run. So that's it. So
I'm a sucker for ladies.
Yeah. You know what? I remember typing class. I didn't want to help any dudes with their typing.
That's weird.
Like, you're a romantic, man.
No. That was like the one that we were... No, that's a teacher.
What is typing class? What year did you graduate?
Yeah, it was like a typewriting class. Like
95,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You remember typing, J.K.?
I took computer class.
No, it's classes specifically to learn how to type, yeah.
But type a keyboard. It was on a computer, right?
It was a computer, yeah. I got out of it.
Yeah.
Word processing or whatever.
Word processing.
How many minutes... How many words per minute did you type?
At my highest, it's 122.
Oh, you could have been a bomb-ass secretary.
I can type. Yeah. Like, I can actually type.
Yeah, typing
of the dead. Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah, it's a game where you type.
I type 85 words per minute.
That was some nice words per minute.
I'm terrible.
Yeah, apparently so.
I'm a terrible typer.
There's nothing more obnoxious to me than somebody that doesn't use home row.
Straight up.
Oh, finger tap.
I don't.
You have to use home row, man. Yeah.
That's how you die. When you,
you gotta do it. Home row.
That's how you type.
Oh, can you type without looking at the keyboard?
Oh, I type 90 words a minute. I mean, it's no...
I type like a 19...
I haven't done a test in a while, but I'm sure it's not 120 anymore.
I type like a 1940s male journalist.
I can even do 10 key.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 key. Good.
Oh, no. 10 key? I got you, motherfucker. I'm an accountant with 10 key.
I can do 10 key.
Well, it's because I did retail for such a long time.
Me too. Like,
And I was like, Rated blood.
Oh, Tenki's so metal.
Well, when you're working at retail, you got to hang on to something.
You got to have some sort of pride. I remember I was doing Tenki stuff right while we were closing, and then you know my one of the employees was helping out like a mom, and I was just like you know entering like all the numbers for the sales for the day, and then the mom, and this made me feel like such shit, and fuck you, lady, if you're listening. She goes to her daughter, who was like, I don't know, like 12 or 13, and she goes, I never want you to be a number puncher like that.
What?
And then I was like, I'm under 25 and badass. I'm a fucking store manager. So, honey, don't listen to your mom. Fucking learn 10 key.
Oh my God.
It was the fucking worst. Just fucking made me feel
people
like
are horrible.
Dog shit.
Yeah. Retail's the worst.
You're never going to work. You're going to meet a nice guy in college and not even have to finish.
Yeah, he's going to be
treating people based on their gender. It's not funny.
It's not funny. Yeah, you raid the cave together. It doesn't matter whether you're a big, ugly orc.
Oh, World of Warcraft?
Yeah, you help out your fellow
orc. I thought
you were
talking about huge vaginas.
Yeah, right. Raid the cave
together.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. Wu-Tang.
That wasn't a Wu-Tang. There was
Illuminati.
A rock.
It turns into one.
The Wu-Tang turns into Illuminati.
That's the conspiracy. Wu-Tang.
The rock.
Into the blueprint.
Into their blueprint, yeah.
That's not what it's called.
And you're like, here's Johnny, and then...
And then nom, 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 nom.
Wait, one more time. Here, just once.
Just very uncomfortable. Here,
here's Johnny.
Because you have the beard. So yeah. Like,
here's Johnny.
Oh, can you imagine doing it
in
to a girl's vagina?
Imagine.
Here's Johnny.
Imagine.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Do you need your blue pill, Jack? All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Here's Johnny. You're not doing anything. Red rum, red rum, red rum.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, spit on
it. Jess is all about the red rum.
Well, guys, that's the end of another edition of Comedy Go-Go's podcast, Public Access. And Catherine, this is your first time. And Brandy, you are a Public Access alum, your second time on the Public Access podcast. And to educate you a little bit, I don't know if you were aware, but Public Access is an educational program. So we ask our guests and we ask ourselves, what did you come to know from this podcast? Of all the things that we were talking about, what made you come to know something about yourself, about life in general, about anything? So think about it and we're going to ask ourselves, Jess, what did you come to know?
I've come to know that in the beginning of Bram Stoker's 1992 Dracula, when Dracul kind of cursed God and, you know, negated God for, you know, because they wouldn't accept his wife because she committed suicide, so she wasn't able to go into Heaven's Gate.
Right.
And he forsaken God.
Yep.
And then stabbed a crucifix and it started to bleed and he filled this chalice of God's blood and drank it and became immortal. That cup, that is the diva cup, in my opinion. When you said bedazzle a diva cup, I automatically thought Gary Oldman, muscle armor, drinking blood. And I was like, that's a diva cup. But
that's the holy chalice of diva cups.
That's the holy chalice of diva cups. But I guess I'm wrong. That is not a diva cup. A diva cup is something completely different. And you'll see it on our picture collage for this week's episode. You'll know what a diva cup is. You'll see it visually for you with your own eyes.
What I came to know, and what I'm actually afraid to know, is that one of my best friends in the whole world that I've known for 13 years... is a spy.
That's not even
is a world
true.
Traveling spy.
That's speculation.
That Regan and Revelos.
That's conspiracy theory shit. That's not
think
even. I don't
it.
Even believe it. No,
think about it.
All spies are conspiracy theory.
Thank you.
No, but I don't believe that one though.
Yeah.
Look, I believe Samantha Brown. I don't believe Regan.
Yeah, man.
What I do in my time overseas is just,
overseas. Only spies say it like
that. I post pictures. You guys know exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, dude. You just post pictures.
What you
know
want?
How easy that is
for people to see.
Exactly, dude. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm good at Photoshop, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you with me or against me, Jess?
I don't know. He's not a spy. I don't see that way.
Think
yeah.
Jess is... I think Regan is fucking breached, dude.
What? Breach?
Breached.
Jack Reacher?
You ever seen that movie?
Came out feet first.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's fucking embreached, dude.
Huh. Yeah, I believe he's like Jack Reacher before I'd say he's an actual spy.
What is Jack Reacher?
A retired military police just goes around beating ass.
I just got no ties to anybody.
Yeah,
Regan's
exactly.
an equalizer.
He wears a bunch of Goodwill clothes. Doesn't have a TV. Very Jack Reacher.
Wow, that's exactly Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
Wife, no kids.
Yeah, no wife, no kids.
Jack Reacher Bums. Around.
I got a ton of money saved up that no one can touch but me.
Yeah, you pull it out of a Western Union every once in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll feel like going to Chili. I feel like going to Chili because I can because I'm Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
Or Applebee's. They're like the same
good.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I said Jack Reacher around.
I've come to know.
Fresh.
That Purple Rhino is a strain of marijuana.
Yeah.
It's a beer that you guys are going to be trying.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and apparently to Larry, it's a euphemism for penis.
Yeah.
Not just me.
It's also the final boss of Altered Beast. Look it up.
And it's
rhino.
A thing in the Berserk
manga. Yeah.
So Purple Rhino is a very, very popular term.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if the beer you're going to drink has any marijuana in it.
You're wondering.
I hope
We're
so.
We're hoping.
And will it have any grape notes? Because everything we've had that's purple just ends up having this candy here is not grape, but it's purple. But some people say
you guys have to taste. You guys have to taste.
You don't have to.
It's a rule.
You have
Quaaludes. Quaaludes.
Wait for what?
Wait for after the podcast, then it'll knock you out. You need to get this on wax.
No, I ate one too.
What did you?
That's why I'm so focused.
Come to know,
Brandon.
I'm on the same train. I walked into that bathroom and saw your line of eyeglasses, and I think the theories are confirmed. You're a complete fucking spy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Thank Regan you, Ryan, is
Timothy
working
Bruce.
For...
Illuminati.
The Illuminati. Yeah,
working for the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
That'd
be pretty tight.
And we already said Wu-Tang.
Illuminati. It's
vagina
one piece.
Hands.
It
vagina
moves
hands.
In.
Vagina
yes.
Hands. Here's Johnny.
I think you're working for Will Illuminati.
Will I am?
Catherine, your first time on this podcast. What did you come
about? I learned that there's a person on this planet that asks their kids to wipe their ass, and it makes me really uncomfortable.
Fuck
I can't stop thinking about it.
That is
not in a sexy way, but like in a weird way. Like it, that's not right.
No. Good answer. This was a great podcast. We had a lot of fun. Brandy Dunnigan, Catherine Contreras. Where can people find She's Crafty online or your personal social media?
You can find us on Facebook at She's Crafty Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at She's Crafty Pod. You can find us on Tumblr.
Periscope at She's Crafty Pod. We're pretty much on
You can
all
come to my
media.
House. You can knock on the door. I'll let you in.
Talk about beer.
We'll talk about beer.
But not if you're a stranger.
But not if you're a stranger.
Your kids are around.
Yeah, our kids asleep.
Oh, there's a bartender. That's fine.
That's called being a single mom.
Oh, yeah. Okay, rock on.
Yeah. Right on, guys. Mm-hmm. So check him out on Periscope. Let him know what's going on at She's Crafty Pod on Twitter. She's Crafty Podcast on the Facebooks. Mm-hmm. Going to be available on iTunes and hopefully many other places soon. I can't wait for it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Jess, what do we have going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to us on oneofus.net. We are one of you. You are one of us. That makes the circle complete. Thank you so much for enduring our adventures. You may have liked what you listened to, so you can get older episodes at comediaagogo.com, where you can get cool stuff like our movie Blood Cousins, which is really cool and scary and funny, and also our comedy special Big Red and Barbacoa featuring Larry and Regan, comedic duo. It's lots of cool stuff. Podcasts, movies, all kinds of good stuff. comediaagogo.com, at comediaagogo on Twitter, hashtag public access, and answer our fun questions on our Facebook Happy Campers public access page. Look it up. Have fun. Thanks for answering. I love you personally.
And guys, don't forget, every Friday night in San Antonio, Texas, located inside the Magic Time Machine, inside the Mineshaft Saloon, the Blind Tiger Comedy Club, every Friday at midnight is absolutely free. So if you're in town, have nothing better to do, or even if you have something better to do,
Cancel your plans and go to the
Blind Tiger. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. You may catch Brandy Dunnigan make a special appearance. You may catch many of our other past podcast guests there. Mm-hmm, also, guys, stay tuned for the monthly Candy Butcher Show presented by Comediaagogo. That's going to be at the Blind Tiger Comedy Club with an official date now, October 30th. Ooh. So that is the day before Halloween.
Ooh, that's the day before Ash versus Evil Dead, baby.
Hallows Eve, Eve, motherfuckers. So make sure you come down and see the freaks, the geeks, and everything in betwixt.
Devil's Night, dog.
It is, dog. Yeah, so fucking hail Satan with us down in the Blind Tiger Comedy Club in the basement of a children's restaurant.
Yeah.
Evoke the dark one.
Is that Captain Sparrow delivering you chicken fried steak, or is that your soul escaping your body with laughter?
Yeah. He's a failed actor who's really pissed off about his job.
Cocaine and hookers in the car or the parking lot. Oh.
Face paint a pentagram or Spider-Man. So, guys, please make sure to follow all of us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And also like Barbacoa Apparel on Facebook.
Follow Barbacoa Apparel
on Instagram. Also follow the Candy Cigarettes Podcast as well on Facebook. And stay tuned for a Barbacoa-designed Larry Garza t-shirt.
Coming soon, you guys.
So you can order it online at some point, but get it from me in person. So,
sweet.
Guys, thank you all so much for being guests. It was
a lot of fun.
And thank you all for listening once again. This is Larry.
This is Regan.
It's my birthday. This is Jess.
Is it really your birthday?
No.
Yeah. Jess Hollywood Castro's birthday.
And we'll crucidix you later.
Here comes the fun! Here comes the fun!